That's really exciting that you're looking at it in the neoadjuvant setting. It seems that there are more trials like that, mm-hmm. trying to look inside the tumor. I interviewed Jenny Chang for the series, and she's done some, you know, terrific work, both looking at docetaxel as well as trastuzumab.
Yeah.
Any other studies like that in the preoperative setting that you are involved with or that you're thinking of being involved with?
We have the preoperative setting at Hopkins. That's our primary trial right now. We are using a similar sort of approach, though, in a sort of more pseudo-prevention setting. We are now taking advantage of the concept of the contralateral breast as a sort of prevention test model. So, for example, we have one trial that's going right now that's looking at postmenopausal women who are not going to take adjuvant chemotherapy where you're going to give an aromatase inhibitor. You know, it happens to be anastrozole for the purposes of this trial. Those women go on their AI as they need to for treatment of their known breast cancer. But along the way, they agree to have sampling of their contralateral breast, so presumably an at-risk breast, but a well breast. So they have a sampling of that with core biopsies. They have a variety of kind of correlative studies, lipid studies, density of the breast, those kinds of things studied. And then 6 months after they start their AI, they graciously go back and repeat all those studies. And so the endpoints here are more ones to see about things that you might use to try and test chemopreventive agents in the future. You know, and the notion here would be, for example, for anastrozole, one would hope to see a decrease in breast density. One would hope that one would see favorable impact. Well, you may not. You'd like to know what the impact is going to be on the lipids. And then, again, we're going to use those tissues for exploratory studies, trying to look for what changes might be modulated by the use of the AI in the breast tissue itself. And then perhaps if one could find suitable endpoints, you could use that then in the future to kind of shorten some of these chemo prevention trials, which we don't want to do with 10,000 women in 10 years anymore. So we've got that up and running. And we're just about actually to start a parallel trial looking at one of the statins. There is a huge interest, as you know, in statins as a means perhaps of breast cancer risk reduction. And that comes basically out of kind of observations that have made in all the cholesterol-lowering trials, where in some cases it looks like women who take these things seem to have less breast cancer risk than those that do not in these randomized trials. So we decided to go ahead with that. And for that particular one, we're going to target it to women who have ER-negative breast cancer, because trying to do that in the context of ongoing hormone therapy is just way too complicated. So women who have had an estrogen receptor negative breast cancer in the past, they may or may not have gotten chemotherapy. There's no way to legislate about that one. But any time during their course, so in theory, somebody who had it 3 or 4 years ago could do this too. We have actually the same trial design that's just about to start up, contralateral breast, serial sampling, breast density, biomarker trial, to see whether or not there are things that we could learn that would be specific to chemo prevention now of, you would imagine that might help chemo prevent both ER negative and ER positive breast cancer. If you believe the studies that Sandy Swain and the NSABP did, you would think that these women would be more prone to develop an ER-negative breast cancer anyway. The other thing that's been fun for us is we all of us are moving towards multidisciplinary research, but this is definitely it because, you know, our surgeons have to be on board, our imaging guys are on board, our medical oncologists, our prevention people. So it's been a nice team-building experience for us.